Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today calling for a mixture of sun and clouds, warm and a high around 84 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 61, 69 in Burlington, 58 Milwaukee, 55 in Racine. Administration for the Racine Unified School Board and District in kind of a scramble mode to try and figure out a way to keep moving on the new science rooms and classroom remodeling at Horlick High School after the bids received were over the budgeted estimate by well over $1 million.
We were anticipating, based on the architect's early estimates of $3.3 to $3.8 million project, the bids came in at slightly over $5 million. So we're committed to doing the project. However, we basically didn't want to bring it to you this evening until we've had time to really vet the bids that came in.
Chief Operations Officer David Hazen telling the Board of Education they plan to have a recommended plan of action ready for the night of next week's study session. Facilities Director Brian Arnold suggested going out for bids late and the aggressive schedule kind of worked against the district.
One of the general contractors that has done a fair amount of work for the district in the past, Absolute Construction, let us know in April that they were booked up. Although they would normally be interested in bidding our work, they could not. They just could not do it. Unfortunately, a lot of people got out of the trades business when the economy turned sour back in 2007, 2008. So that's one thing that's working against us. The timeline is working against us. It's a very tight timeline.
An agenda item to purchase the science lab furniture got deferred until at least next week on the motion of board member Frank Frontier. Gifford School on Highway K in Franksville back to normal today for the most part. Little excitement yesterday with the lunchroom kitchen area that brought the Caledonia Fire Department to the scene for what turned out to be a sprinkler that went off. Source of the activation, apparently an oven door left open. Students were evacuated. That's protocol. The alarm sounded at that point. Once the problem was determined, the kids were then allowed back to their classrooms. The incident did cause a delay, though, in serving lunch to the students. That came from an alternative menu due to health concerns. Caledonia Village Board of Trustees meeting last night. That might have been the last one in the old East Side Community Center. Village leadership, of course, looking to sell it at some point down the road. Even with the new village campus site coming ready in maybe the next few weeks, a group of seniors let their feelings be known. They still need a place to meet. Citizens' comments had, among others, Larry McKelvey noting the new building does not have a specific room in which they can meet like they do every Wednesday at the ECC. Administrator Tom Christensen, in a back and forth with one senior, explained the improvements made to the joint park building, which he thought would be a good location.
Well, we've heard it's drafty in the winter, hotter than blazes in the summer. It's expensive to air condition that. You got to turn it on. By the time the air conditioning kicks in, we're done playing.
They replaced the windows about 4 years ago. It's not a drafty place anymore. The air conditioning has been replaced recently and works excellently.
What about during the winter? Will that be shoveled out?
Absolutely.
This place hasn't been there shoveled out.
Well, they've got a full-time park director at the joint park, and it'll be taken care of.
Christensen urging the seniors come look at the joint park location. They can talk more about it. Burlington Common Council to meet in committee of the whole at 6:30 tonight ahead of the regular business meeting. On the agenda, a resolution to consider Shura Construction as the project manager on the new community pool at Dever Park for a 3% total construction cost. The full council will be taking a final vote on that tonight. There's a proposed charter ordinance to have both elected and at-large officials. That is set for a June 6th council meeting decision. And a proposal to amend the park regulation ordinance prohibiting the abandonment of any boat and or watercraft from city park property. Final action on that, also June the 6th. And Kenosha's Washington Park Velodrome was supposed to have had opening night racing tonight. Without the stripes to mark the racing lanes, though, that would be a little chaotic for the participants. And if the weather isn't right, well, guess what? You can't paint the stripes either. The seal coating, it's on the track. The park itself is open, but it has to stay at more than 50 degrees for the striping to work, not to mention no rain. Kenosha does have the oldest working velodrome still in the country, now in its 90th year, after, of course, having been rebuilt recently. And the Kenosha News points out it is also one of only about 24 cycling velodromes left in this country. The Village of Caledonia not done apparently with the issue of backyard chickens after it came up briefly during citizens' comments at the board meeting last night. Heidi Fannin, one of two people who talked about it, she lives on Fence Line Road, argued for allowing chickens in the past, back with the belief most people really just don't care.
There are going to be a few people that care. People that would be against it are probably much louder, but I hardly found anyone that even cared about it. And the fact that I saw that and that most people wouldn't get them anyways.
Trustee Kevin Wongard chaired the meeting, noted the issues been reviewed extensively, and it was the board's decision to maintain the current ordinance.
We've got some people that are seriously going to take care of what they're doing.
Right.
And then you've got the ones that don't care about anything. And if you go through the village, and you'll see some places that have been fallen in disrepair, and they don't care about doing anything about those. And we don't want, if you want to put in the comparison, I guess that's what you don't want.
No action taken. Promptly, though, the Caledonia Board will be hearing more about the egg-laying chickens issue in the future. A judge in Kenosha denies a motion to reduce the bond for that high school student accused of stabbing another one to death. 17-year-old Timothy Carson remains incarcerated. His preliminary hearing is coming up on Thursday. He's accused of second-degree intentional homicide for the stabbing of a classmate in the chest at Brantford High School. Racine County's fallen law enforcement officers honored during the annual memorial ceremony yesterday at Hanschel Park. Among those who spoke, Mayor John Dickard said, "We expect a lot from our law enforcement officers."
For those who are unfortunately on these monuments, we can do nothing but pray for their families. For you, we can never say thanks enough, because the reality is we are not in that zone. Many would call it a combat zone. We are not in that combat zone, and you are there every single day of your life. And you risk yourselves every single day. We cannot thank you enough for that. It's impossible to thank you enough for that.
The names of the 17 officers from the cities of Racine and Burlington and the Racine County Sheriff's Office who died on the line of duty read during that ceremony. Tonight's Racine Council meeting, by the way, at 7 o'clock will include the last State of the City address from Mayor Dickert before he resigns in the coming weeks to take over the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. The agenda tonight has the speech right after the Pledge of Allegiance. A resolution calling for the passage of a bill to prevent large retailers from reducing their property assessments based on the value of the building if it were empty. That was adopted by the Kenosha Council last night. Called the Black Box or Dark Store loophole, many large retailers have successfully reduced their assessments with it. Its opponents say it puts a disproportionate burden on other homeowners. Anthony Nuto is the vice president and the executive committee for the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Says they've been following the issue for years, and retailers like the Menards in Kenosha, for example, they want their property assessed the same as a vacant Walmart store on 52nd Street.
You should just simply look at the box itself. You should look at the structure, not think about any of the contents that are in there. And across Michigan, it started in Michigan, went to Indiana, now it's in Wisconsin. This trend has hit, and some big box stores have successfully reduced their assessments in half.
Resolutions going on to the governor and local legislators, plus the lawmakers now working on bills to end the loophole. That bill passed the council unanimously. Sturtevant Village Board meets tonight. Among the agenda items to be considered, a resolution by the Finance and Budgetary Committee that authorizes the hiring of a consultant for a space utilization study of the Village Hall, and a resolution by the Administration, Personnel, Policy, and Legal Committee authorizing a collective bargaining agreement with Teamsters Local 200 this year. Pleasant Prairie Village Board last night names Assistant Village Administrator Thomas Schursel to be the interim village administrator until the search process is completed to find a replacement for the retiring Mike Polakoff, which is taking a little bit longer now. A news release says the search produced some quality candidates, but, quote, they have not met all the requirements the village set forth for the position, unquote. So the Pleasant Prairie Village Review Committee is continuing the search and selection process. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section of it. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.